Ukraine has received a major boost from its Western allies. Germany says it will provide 14 of its Leopard 2 battle tanks for defence against Russia. And the US has announced it's sending 31 Abrams combat vehicles.
I thank Mr. Chancellor, all German politicians and public figures for their willingness to strengthen the defence of Europe. This is also a very powerful step by the United States. Ukraine will receive Abrams. Thank you for this decision. I thank Mr. President Biden personally. I thank Congress. I thank every American family for the tangible strength of American global leadership. The key now is speed and volume. The speed of training our military, the speed of supplying tanks to Ukraine. The amount of tank support. We have to form a fist of tanks, a fist of freedom, which will not allow tyranny to rise again.
The Kremlin has dismissed the plan as absurd. Spokesman Dmitry Peskov said Kyiv's allies were overestimating the benefits of the tanks. He says the vehicles will burn like others have before. Social media giant Meta says it will reinstate former US President Donald Trump's accounts in the coming weeks. Trump was suspended on Facebook and Instagram after the Capitol Hill riots 2 years ago. He says the ban should never again happen to an American president. Rallies have been held in several cities across Australia calling for change in the way the National Day is observed. Indigenous groups see it as a day of mourning, saying it glorifies an invasion. Demands for change have been gaining momentum in recent years. Politicians in Peru have moved to impeach President Dina Boluarte. She's been under pressure following weeks of violent demonstrations calling for her resignation and new elections. The motion was signed by 20 members of Congress and must be approved by 52 votes before it can be debated. And at least one person has been killed after an attack on two churches in southern Spain. A man armed with a machete stabbed several priests. Spanish authorities say the attack is being treated as a possible act of terrorism.